With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is Christian Peter. I'm sorry, but the stories I have about Charlie are not appropriate for the public.
The right case of the Mondays. It's Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, on Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, it's Hour 2, it's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark. We'll get this Blackshirt Hour going. Charlie McBride, Jay Moore, going to be with us as we'll check in with Mr. Blackshirt here in a moment. It is that time of year. It is day one of spring football. We spent a little bit of time in hour one talking Nebraska basketball. Was it a surprise? Maybe not that A&M won, but was it a surprise that it was that disjointed? The matchup wasn't good, and I think it's fair to say A&M needed about three more minutes last night to get by Houston. It didn't happen, but they forced overtime, and it was pretty tough. Houston survived, advanced, and A&M much better than a 9 seed. Didn't play up to that preseason prognostication level. They were on an absolute heater. Reminder to get the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play is how you can find the show. Also, watch us live here on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. We welcome in Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride. Coach, thanks for taking time. It's day one of spring football. I'm sure you've got your eye black on and you're fired up. How are you?
Oh, I'll tell you what, that makes me feel better, you know, that they're starting. And after such a layoff, you don't get the be around the winter program at all, and it's just the kids have more fun during that. They say they don't, but they really do.
Well, chemistry and camaraderie and teaching are all important assets, and you look at the fact that there's going to be some young guys that need to take a jump, Coach, and there's some older guys that are going to need to take that jump. And as you put so many years in down at the stadium, what's the key to getting those guys, the young and the old, to make and take that jump for a really good year too?
Well, right now that's the biggest problem they have. I mean, it wasn't something we really had when we were there, because our freshmen and whatever some guys that could come early are there now. You know, and we usually didn't get any of them until the first part of spring ball of fall camp. And in those times, we had them in a little. We had a special practice for them to start them teaching individually. Now you're down to 15 times, and you got some guys there. So you have some guys that know the system and some that don't, and that's what makes it hard. You know, you have to go back. It's like turning the page back and reading the page before, because I forgot what's on the first, page. And you just get all messed up. And as a coach, I think it's really a hard thing. So I feel bad for the coaches sometimes, unless they have an extra practice, set aside, or a time set aside to work with those guys. And and I think they still have a time allotment and all these other things that are, crazy. And right now is a good time to forget that stuff and just go do what you feel like. That's what I think.
Charlie McBride's with us at Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, we were talking about some areas of improvement. We no doubt look at the turnovers, forcing turnovers, and taking care of the football on offense. We look at the return game. But how did you feel about Nebraska's rushing attack last year? It's pretty quarterback heavy. I don't think that'll be the case this year. It shouldn't be. Did you think the O-line and the run game was adequate, or do you think they can be better this year?
Well, I think it'll be better this year. I think, you know, they're in a better frame of mind. I think they see what they can do last year, and in the last four games that they didn't, you know, they lost. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big factor in them making a big improvement. The, mm-hmm. the guys that are real competitors are going to show up, and they're going to do everything they can to help that team. And as you know, they got a couple of good players coming back, mm-hmm. and things like that. So that gives you some indication of their, you know, their what they think about the program, and that's really important. And I just think that with some of these new young kids, that there's probably one or two or three of them that are going to, you know, probably, you know, raise up and be able to do something. And you never know. That's the hard part, that you flat never really realize what the heck you're got, you know. And I've had kids that called up and said, "Coach, can I walk on?" or something like that. And wait, I'd have to check, and then I'd say, "Yeah, you can," and they all of a sudden end up in 2 years become starters. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different variables, you know, with these guys that, you know, and you have to see through a lot of it. You have to say that, you know, if a guy's not playing and you know he can and he will, you know, those that stay will play. That's mm-hmm. that goes way back to what Devaney had written on the wall in the locker room, and that's the truth. I mean, you know, you may not come in till the last year, but then all of a sudden you may be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame before mm-hmm. it's over. You know, so that's how it happens, because some guys are late bloomers. You know, it's tough when you go around, especially in the state. You have some fun with some guys that, you know, have a chance to get bigger, to get stronger, and you could see that they got the mental attitude to do it.
It's Charlie McBride with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Charlie, you talk about some of those guys who are late bloomers. We saw some of them last spring. Some of these guys that really flashed, you didn't necessarily expect them to. You think of John Bullock, you think of Phelan Sanford, guys that ended up contributing as the year went on, and guys that, I don't want to say came out of obscurity, but you didn't expect the role that they ended up playing by the end of spring. I want to get your thoughts. Just how big a jump can somebody make between the end of November, the end of the season, to the start of spring practice? Do you have any guys that stand out in your memory of being like, whoa, you showed up one spring and they just made a massive jump?
Well, there's so many of them, that especially the walk-on people. And when I look back at you know, some of them, I've had a couple of players that I said, well, I'll take them, and they turned in to be starters for us when they were turned down by the position coaches. And the reason was is they didn't play the their position that the coaches were looking at a lot of times, you know. And they're looking at, I look at a kid as just his athletic ability and how he moves and his balance and speed and things like that. Where a lot of times they look at the product as it is right there. And I think you have to look ahead a little bit and then find out some things from the coach, I think, are important. And even if you get back there and you get a chance to talk to some of the players, I think that's what, for example, that's what got Jared Tomage his scholarship. Two sophomores standing in the hallway and telling me he's the toughest and the best guy. He helps us in the weight room. He does this and that, and he's really a good player. You know, it makes you think a little harder on what to take. So there's so many things you got to, you know, I could name a million of them. I mean, mm-hmm. it's Mike Murray write me a letter and saying, "Coach, I didn't even make all Catholic, and I played linebacker and guard." Well, he started for 2 years at nose tackle for us and probably was the smallest guy, and I think he ended up with a second team all Big 12 player. Mm-hmm. And he had 2 years as a starter, and with Neil Smith and you know, and Tim Rother and some of those guys, you know, it's amazing how somebody can come around and just do that. And you'll find that's going to happen.
Charlie McBride is with us on Hail Varsity Radio. And Charlie, something that Matt Rhule said in his spring ball presser about a week ago at this point was the 3-3-5, how it worked out last year and what teams will do to exploit it this year. Do you expect that unit to regress really at all, or how can they avoid now that everybody else in the Big Ten has that much more knowledge on what Tony White's system is going to look like?
Well, I think one of the things, I think that's true, and I've always said, you'll see an NFL team with a new coach and everything, and they'll just tear up the joint, and these guys have a chance to study what they do, and that makes a big difference and find out where the weakness in the defense. There's always a weakness in a defense, I'll promise you that. But you have to be able to run the right play at the right time, too, so it works both ways. But I think that, the defense has got the ability to disguise, to do some things that, you can kind of know the defense better, but a lot of times coaches will make adjustments to things over the year and see some things that didn't work so hot for them and change. And the things that didn't work so hot, the other people are looking at it saying, well, they weren't able to stop this play or that play, and so we need to get something, ready for them or in our offense that we can attack them with. So it works both ways. I mean, it's hard to figure out what one of the things we did a lot of. It was, we fooled our linebackers up in the line of scrimmage a lot, and that there's not a way to get ready for that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew that everybody knew what we did. We just played it better than they could block it.
Charlie McBride's with us a Monday with Charlie talking spring football day one here on Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, do you think we'll be able to get some answers about the quarterback spot here by the end of spring, or do you think there'll still be some question marks? It's a tough question, but I'm interested in your thoughts because you got young and you got old.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It sounds like it's harder, but it's easier probably for them to do it now that they have a new quarterback coach and the guys with some experience. Mm-hmm. And it actually, I think that you'll see a big improvement in the quarterback situation. Freshmen can start. I mean, I don't, but it does take, it's the mental part of the game that really is the hard part. And I don't know if you know much about our offense when we were there, but we had I couldn't tell you how many different plays we had. And that was a monumental deal mentally. And I think a lot of times when you have really integrated the throwing game, you kind of eliminate a lot of the running part because you have to have time to practice the stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were a running football team. So most of our stuff came off the play action and that kind of thing. And when you have that, your quarterbacks a lot of times are hitting the corners and just reading half of the field. It's a little easier to read where you're dropping back and you're reading the whole field, or you at least know where number one, two, and three are. Sometimes four is coming out of the backfield and you got to, at the last minute you're going to have to go to it and get used to being able to do that. And you can't fool around and hold the ball. You'll hear a lot of times quarterbacks hold the ball too much. Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably because they're not as good a readers as maybe somebody else is. So I think the biggest thing I think is the new quarterback coach. Mm-hmm. I really think he's able to zero in on them and not have to worry about other people, and that's really hard to do. I mean, to be the coordinator, coach two guys, backs and quarterbacks and all that stuff, that's pretty tough duty. And so I think that it's going to be a lot better. I think that quarterbacks will be fundamentally better football players.
Coach, we'll say goodbye on this. How's your NCAA bracket, or did you throw it in the fire already?
Well, I live in Michigan, and when Nebraska got beat, I went right to the Michigan State. And because the last time I was up there, I said one of the coaches came in the office that said, here, take this home, and you can wear it when you sleep at night. It was a hat, a Michigan State hat. So I put the hat on, and they lost.
Was that on purpose?
I don't know. I wanted them to win because they're close by. They're not far from here. And, you know, but, I mean, it's basketball. And me, you know, the game changes so fast that, you know, whoever's hot at the end of the game wins. That's somebody told me, don't turn it on until about 5 minutes left. You'll see who wins the game.
It got pretty intense, a tough one for Nebraska, but a lot of big Red fans showed up down in Memphis.
But it is interesting how Charlie wore his Husker hat on Friday night and Nebraska loses. He wears his Sparty hat on Saturday. Michigan State loses.
But
at least his was a gift. My family owns Michigan State stuff.
Well, Coach Hellebore, he got the Coach of the Year, and I think that really is an honor for the whole football for the whole basketball team. I mean, that goes, you know, and his assistants, it goes to the whole team on that, and I think that's great.
Coach will say hello next Monday as we'll gear up for more spring football. How's that sound?
That'll be good.
All right.
Football. I know they're going to start pro football now, somebody said. So yep. I guess that's going to start. Holy, that year-round stuff now.
Coach, you take care. Thanks again.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me. Bye now.